Hello.
Hello, this is Robin from Family First. I'm returning the phone call.
Yes, how you doing, Mr. Robin? This is Delilah Cliff Hills. The
Hey, how you
patient
doing?
is Ms. Wendy Phillips.
Yes.
Yes, how you doing? I had talked to you yesterday. They had sent me a W-2 form over, but I couldn't see it because it was too small, and they didn't even give me a chance to like put in dependents or anything like that. So they just like took out, I don't know if I'm missing hours or if they took out, I think they took out like $200 or something dollars out of federal.
Okay. You talking about like the paycheck you got today?
Yes, sir.
No, if you put it in yesterday, it wouldn't go to the paycheck for today.
That's okay. So, and remember, I know you sent me over the time sheet and I Tuesday and I filled it out and it's not that bad.
Right, give me one second. Hold on. Let me check.
Thank you. Wendy, you want one of these? You want one of your Tylenol arthritis? You want one of these? Okay.
Okay, so what you're wondering is because his check is short.
Yes.
Okay, it's only short by 2 hours and 15 minutes, and that's because you clocked in late. Instead of clocking in at 8 o'clock, you clocked in at 10:15 on Sunday.
Yes, because she wanted me to come in at 10 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah, that's the only reason why, though. All the other days, it got 16 hours.
Okay, so if my check used to be for 16, 13 or 16, it was for 13.83. You want this soda? Heat that up. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it looks like that. If you want, I could transfer you over to HR and you can ask her like to revise your W-2 that you sent in to make sure everything is correct.
Oh, okay. Because I thought it was maybe because they took some, but you said it wouldn't
I
reflect
don't
on
it
this
it
case.
shouldn't it shouldn't go if you sent it in yesterday, payroll went in yesterday, so it shouldn't go into effect
Right.
until next paycheck.
Okay.
Give me a second, let me see if she's available, right?
Right. Thank you.
All right.
Lizzie. Yo, Miss Lizzie.
You call me like that either.
You call me at 7:30 this morning.
Yep.
What's up, Ben? That's my foot.
I need my case today.
That's what's up. Game boy.
You need to stop it, Mark.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was just talking to HR. They was revising your stuff, and they said with the W-2 that you put in yesterday, it wouldn't go into effect until next check. Did you have any dependents on your last W-2?
Yes.
And you took it off?
My last one, I had 4, and I told them I wanted to put 2 of them on there instead of 4.
Okay. So how many did you redid it yesterday, or this is the second time you redid it yesterday?
I've redone it yesterday, okay. But it didn't give me a chance. I couldn't see the part where it said dependents because I didn't have my glasses.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't see that part. So I thought maybe okay, well, since I didn't put it in. She told me to call her once I done it, and I called, but she didn't answer. I left a message. And
all I can think of that'll be that change is the dependence, because once you got less dependence, they take more taxes out. That's how that works.
Right. I understand that part. I get that part. But like you said, I thought it was going to be on the next check, but evidently it was on this one.
That's how it worked.
I thought that's how it worked too.
I thought that's how it worked. So I don't know if you put it before payroll went in yesterday and they just adjusted it that way.
No, remember the time that I talked to you yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember the time I talked to you yesterday. But when I talked to you and you transferred me over,
Yeah.
I talked to her. She sent it over, and I did it right then and there.
Yeah, because payroll didn't go in until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday.
Right, and by the time I started it, it was maybe 4. It was like 4:15. I'm looking at the text message.
It was. I remember, because I was about to leave. Yep.
Yes, that's why I'm like, well, why is my check so short if she told me it's going to hit on my next check?
Yeah, that's what I don't really get it. To be honest, right now I'm working from home, so I'm like limited access.
Oh, okay.
So today I'm working from home, and then I just called in the office, and then they said that my administrator's not there. He could better look at what's going on. Because HR can see is what I can see. That's all we can see.
Right.
Whatever's on your stubs and whatever's on your form.
Right, because that's what I just look at, my the pay stub. And I'm like,
mm-hmm. Because I just told her, I said, two hours is not going to. You get $19.50 for overtime for your 2 hours. That's less than $40.
Right. And then I'm like, it's say 18, and the net pay is say 18.80, and then it breaks. Once they take the test out, it came up to like 13.83. And I'm like, what is this? I'm like, wait a minute, something wrong. And I'm like, he sent me in to 2 days that I forgot to clock out. He sent me those 2 days,
mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. Yes, and then on the thing, it say, and I'm looking at it, and it say, miss 2 hours, maybe 2 hours or something. I can see that part. I'm like, well, why? 2 hours didn't matter over $200 and something dollars.
Man, it's in there. And all, every gig I build and pay for, so I don't know.
Okay, so Monday morning, can I give you a call?
Monday morning,
give me a call
around 10 o'clock, because he'll be in there by then, right?
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem.